Friends, this is chapter 16 and it is the last chapter of your book. And here we will discuss on the long-term financial market. Short while we had discussed about the short-term financial market. Now we are concentrating on the long-term financial market, and that market is very important as far as the financial management is concerned. Okay. Because a lot of lending and borrowing aspects are covered. Of course, international long-term borrowing and lending aspects are considered for the discussion here. And for introduction of this chapter, our objective is to understand the investment in equity and bond, and financing also in equity and bond, as well as understanding the Euro bond and foreign bonds, and understand multi-currency bonds also, along with the bank financing, how it differs from the normal financing when there is a bond financing. So you would have observed that most of the topics or most of the concern relating to the bond financing is concerned here in this chapter. So this is structured according to the requirement as an equity and bond investment, then equity and bond financing, then Euro bond and the foreign bond comparison, its characteristic features, and multi-currency bond, where number of currencies are involved in a single instrument, single bond, and particularly the bank finance being the last concluding chapter, last concluding paragraph. So to start with the financing, as we have seen, there are two types of financing internationally. One is a short-term finance and another one is a long-term finance. So financing is very important as a part of everyday and day-to-day business of any company. The firms which often needs the financing to pay their assets or equipments and other important items. So financing can be either for the long-term or short-term, depending upon the assets which they are going to acquire or investment which they propose to invest into. As obvious, the long-term financing is more expensive, as earlier also I have indicated, because of its longer tenor and fixed maturity, as well as the fixed interest rate and type of bonds, which is generally, if it is a bond financing, then rate of interest. That is also playing an important part. So there are different vehicles through which the long-term finance is made available or short-term finance is made available to the companies. And the common source of financing as a cap in is the nothing but it is a capital that is generated by the firms out of itself. And sometimes it is the capital. Sometimes it is a capital from the external funders or external funding arrangement, which is usually obtained after the issuance of new debt or the equity. The firm's management is responsible for matching the long-term financing, and this long-term financing is applicable to the assets that are to be financed as closely as possible regarding the turning out to be its cash flow. So long-term financing in short means is usually which is required for acquiring the new equipments, research and development, as well as the cash flow enhancement and the company's expansion. Some of the major methods of the long-term financings are discussed herewith. One is the equity financing. Now, equity, as you know, are also called as the capital or capital instrument, as well shares, which are also called as an equity. So the financing equity financing, it includes also the preferable stock as well as the common stock. Okay, the method is less risky in its respect of the cash flow commitment. However, equity financing often results into a dissolution of the share ownership, and it also decreases the earning. No doubt there is a ownership, but there is also less generation of the revenue or profit. So the cost of the equity is associated with higher than the cost which is associated with the debt, which is again the deductible as an expenses. Therefore, the equity financing can also result in an enhanced hurdle rate that may be cancelled or any reduction in the cash flow risk. Another instrument here is a corporate bond. What is the equity? This how to raise the finance is one is a equity. Another one is a bond. And first we are seeing that a corporate bond. Now corporate bonds, as it's a special kind of bond, which is issued by the corporation or the companies to collect the money effectively and aim to spend into the business. This term, corporate bond, is used for the long-term debt instrument that generally have the maturity date after 1 year, after their issuance date at the minimum. Okay, so some corporate bonds may have the associated call options that permits the issuer to redeem it before it reaches to its final maturity. So all other type of bonds that are known as convertible bonds, that are investors, that the option to convert the bond into equity is also available into this type of bond, that is convertible bond. Capital notes. Capital notes are also, it is a bond. Okay, it is a type of convertible security, and that is exercisable into the shares or change into or transfer into the shares or equities. They are one type of equity vehicle, and the capital notes that resembles as a warrants, and except the fact that they are usually don't have the expiry date or an expensive exercise price. This is the specialty of the this kind of instrument, that is warrant. Okay, so, and that is also the specialty of capital notes. That is why the entire consideration the company aims to receive for the future issuance of the shares is generally paid at the time of issuance of the capital notes. Okay, so many times these capital notes are issued with a debt for equity, and that is a swapping restructuring arrangement in place. Instead of offering the shares which replaces the debt, in present the company provides its creditor with a convertible security and the capital notes, and hence the dilution occurs at latter date. Types of financial market. After seeing the instrument which are used in financing, now we will understand the types of financial market structure. The type of financial market structure is emerged as a basic form, in the basic form as under. One is auction market conducted through the broker. So broker's market, one is. Second one, over the counter, that is OTC market, which is conducted through the dealers. Third one is organized exchanges, such as stock exchange, which combines the auction and OTC market futures. Specially organized exchanges permits the buyers and the sellers to trade with each other in the essential locations like auction. However, the securities are traded on the floor of the exchange with the help of the specialist traders who combine the broker and the dealer functions. These specialist brokers trades but also stand ready to buy and sell the stock from the personal intervention if buy and the sale order do not match. Coming down to another fourth type of market is intermediation financial market, which is conducted through the financial intermediaries. These first three, what we have seen, financial market taking first three forms, are generally related to as a security market, and some financial markets combines the features from more than one of these categories. So the categories constitute only rough guidelines. Over-the-counter market, let us see one by one. Over-the-counter market. An over-the-counter market has no centralized mechanism or facility for trading. Instead, the market is a public market consisting of number of dealers spread across the region, a country, or indeed the world, who make the market in some type of assets. That is, the dealer themselves post bid and ask the price for these assets and then stand ready to buy or sell the units of the assets with anyone who chooses to trade at these posted prices. Okay? Means buy and sell, both the quotes are given by the one person, one broker. Okay. So the dealer who provides the customers more flexibility in trading that brokers, because the dealer can offset the imbalances in the demand and supply of assets by trading out their own accounts. Intermediation financial market. Intermediation financial market, in which the financial intermediaries help transfer the funds from saver to borrower by issuing a certain type of financial assets to the savers and receiving the other type of financial assets from borrowers. These financial assets issue the savers or claim against the financial intermediaries, where the financial assets received from borrower are the claims against the borrower and hence assets of the financial intermediaries. Now let us understand a little bit about the equity and bond investment. Earlier what we seen? Equity and bond financing. Now we will shift our focus of discussion to equity and bond investments. Who can invest? How it is invested? Now, the quest for the profit is what derives all the investment, and every investor seeks to deploy his funds in a profitable market and gain the return on his investment. To this end, the investor may choose to invest their funds in one or more or many different investment avenues. Okay, that is called investment classes. Investment class. Now the bond, equity, cash equipments, real estate, gold and silver, and other commodities, etc., are some of the common investment avenues that are available to the investor. Among the different investment avenues, bonds, equity, and cash investments are considered to be three main investment avenues. And these are the traditional avenues, you can say. All other investment avenues are considered an alternative investment classes. Typically, when you look at the three main investment classes may offer a various advantages to the investors vis-a-vis the alternative investment classes. As a result, many investors prefer to investing into the three main investment classes rather than in alternate investment classes. So these three is equity, bond and cash. Okay. Now, let us quickly understand the different avenues or different advantages of investing in three main investment classes vis-a-vis the investment in alternative investment classes. One of the biggest advantage of investing in the main investment class, especially for the small investor, is that of an investment this class may be started with a relatively very, very small value. Okay. For example, investment in real estate may often require a large sum as a one-time payment by the investor, as the real estate properties may be quite expensive. In contrast to it, it is generally possible for the investors to buy just a small number of cheap shares and the cheap bonds in one transaction. Thus, the investor may invest in these assets with relatively smaller amount of funds. This is the first advantage. Secondly, the three investment classes may offer for the greater number of investment options than the number of options available for some or alternate investment classes. The example for it is the equity market that may include the stock of several thousands companies, and equity investors can choose to invest in that one or more of these thousands of companies. In contrast to it, some commodity market may only include a few hundred or fewer investment options. Other alternate investment classes may similarly offer a limited option to the investors. Therefore, the main investment classes typically offer a greater liquidity and transparency to the investors vis-a-vis alternate investment classes. Therefore, bond, equity, and some cash equivalents are typically traded on well-organized and regulated market. As these investment classes are very popular with the investor, these markets see a very large number of transactions on daily basis. If you look at the stock market, thousands and lakhs of people are trading on the stock market. Thus, generally, the investor in these assets or classes are able to sell off their assets and recover their money quickly. In contrast to it, for example, if the owner of the piece of real estate or land wants to sell the property and recover his money, he may need to wait for several months to get a proper buyer and get the proper price for it. Similarly, markets that deal with these main investment classes typically updates the prices on basis of different transactions that has been happened in the market of various instruments, that is financial assets, very frequently, generally many times as per the per second, the price is getting updated. These markets also display the current prices constantly. Thus, the investment or the investor can easily and accurately find out the prevalent price of any assets which is traded in this market. This enables the investors to make a well-informed investment decision. In contrast, if we take a look at the real estate market, it may not be always possible to know the exact price at which the last trade in the particular area was finalized. And the investors in the real estate may find it very difficult to know the exact market value of his holding, or correspondingly, at the time such an investors may end up in selling his piece of land or property for the price which is lower than the market value, thereby causing the potential losses. Okay, so these are the major advantages that many investment classes offer to the investors. As a result, these advantages, as discussed above, many investors prefer to invest their money in the three main investment classes rather than in alternate investment classes. Now, let us quickly look at the bond investment or bond investment market and equity investment, as well as identify which one of the two is a better solution for the investor. Understanding the bond and equity investment. Still a little bit study about this bond and equity. We have seen both the bonds and the equity are counted among the three main investment classes. However, there are significant differences between these two investment avenues. One, let us consider bonds investment. So, bonds are the instrument of lending. Please remember, bonds are the instruments of lending. That is, purchasing the bond is equivalent to lending the money to the issuer of the bond. Okay, as simple as that. So, the purchaser of the bond essentially becomes a lender to the issuer of the bond, who is effectively becoming the borrower. Okay, this is in case of borrowing. In lieu of funds borrowed, what borrower is doing? Borrower, that is issuer of the bond, he pays the periodic interest to the lender, that is purchaser of this bond. And thus, bonds may serve as the fixed income instrument. You got me right? So typically, each bond also has a period of maturity. Okay, this period of maturity, effectively, the term of the loan. This is nothing but term of the loan. So upon completion of that period, the borrower returns the original sum to the lender. It may be principal, it may be along with the interest, depending upon the terms. So bonds, the bonds should be issued by the union government. If it is issued by the union government, that is central or maybe federal instrument, local government bodies, corporate entities, it has got a different characteristic and additional plus points also. As you know, the bonds are highly flexible. Different bonds may have different terms and the conditions. When the bond offers a lot of variety, hence appeal to many different categories of the investors for investing or maybe for borrowing. For example, the period of maturity of the different bonds may vary widely. The period of maturity of many common bonds may be as short as 2 to 3 years. And other bonds may have much longer period of maturity that may be ranging from the period of maturity up to 30 years also. The bonds with a longer period of maturity offer higher rate of return than the bonds with the shorter period of maturity. So the bonds are generally seen as relatively secure and safe investment. For example, the bonds are typically considered safer than the equity. Government bonds are seen as nearly a risk-free instrument because government cannot defer the payment. Therefore, the rate of return which is offered by the government bonds is often considered as a risk-free return. And this return may be used as a benchmark to assess the returns which is offered by other financial institutions or instruments. As bonds are considered the safer investment than the equity, the rate of return offered by the bond is typically expected to be lower than the rate of return offered to equity. Because longer the period, longer the maturity, higher the profit, these are some of the characteristics need to be considered while investing in equity or bond. However, some bonds, which are high-yielding bonds, may offer very high rate of return. And some bonds, for example, junk bonds, may yield a rate of return at 3% per year, or higher such bond typically carry a very high risk of default. Some bonds sold in designated market before completion of their period of maturity. These type of bonds offer a lot of liquidity in the bond investors. These investors can sell such bonds in these markets at any point of time and recover the money. Selling a bond can also be provided as an additional source of gains. If purchaser of the bond sells it at a price which is higher than his purchase price, then he makes the profit on the sale. And these are some of the silent features of the bond. Let us now understand some other features. So we have seen the bond is a lending instrument. In contrast, equity is an instrument of ownership. Remember, bond is an instrument in contrast, bond instrument of lending. Bond is an instrument of lending, whereas equity is an instrument of ownership of the company. When you purchase the shares of the company, you have essentially purchased the part of the company and you have become a part of owner of the company. Equity investment can offer two sources of income. One, the price of the shares that may go up, and if it is an equity investor sells his shares at a price higher than the price at which he purchased, then he is able to make the profit. Secondly, the profitable companies, which are often pays the dividend. So the shareholders, a dividend is that part of the profit or the cash reserves of a company which is paid out of the shareholders. So some companies may issue a regular dividend to put their shareholders. In such a cases, the dividend may serve as a source of regular income, that is a fixed income also, but it is very rarely happens. The equity is generally seen as a high risk, high return investment. Typically, these equity investments are seen as riskier than the investment in bonds or investment in cash equivalent. Correspondingly, if you see, it is expected that the equity would generate, the higher equity would generate the higher rate of return than the investment in bond or in a cash equivalent. Experts often suggest that most investors should allocate at least some part of their portfolio to the equity, so that at least that part of their portfolio can expected to generate the higher returns. It is also advised that the equity investor should have relatively long investment horizon in order to maximize their chances of getting good return on their investments. In case of the short-term investment, market fluctuation may pull down the prices even good stock. But for over the longer term, it is expected that the good stock will perform well and will generate the good return also. Having understood the investment into bond and equity, let us compare this, okay, and ideally try to understand where to invest, in bonds or in equity. Since ideal investment cannot be defined, in order to do that, you should start identifying your investment objective. That means, as we have seen, the bonds and equity are the different kind of investment. And accordingly, bond investment and the equity investments, many may appeal to the investors for the different investment objectives. So, suppose an investor has a relatively a shorter investment horizon. He expects in short period he wants more money. Then ideal option within that 5 years, say approximately 5 years period. So equity investment is ideal for such a kind of type of investor with a longer investment horizon. On the other hand, different bonds have a different period of maturity. Hence, the investor with a widely differing investment horizon may be able to find the bonds whose period of maturity matches with period of maturity of about 2 to 3 years. So the investor with a shorter investment horizon may invest in a short-term bonds where the maturity is of 2 to 3 years. This would be especially useful for the investor who are somewhat risk averse, not risk appetite, somewhat risk averse, and want a safer investment options, since bonds are relatively secured investment. Some investor may have the short investment horizon and may willing to take on more risk. Such investors may target some high growth stock, for example, shares of the companies and rapidly growing industries. Such stocks may be expected to generate a decent return even in shorter term, though they would be considered as a high risk investment. This investor with the longer investment horizon may choose to invest in the long-term bonds if they are relatively risk averse and want to invest in conditions. On the other hand, if they are willing to take more risk, they may invest in the equity, but in that case, it is expected that equity would yield the higher returns than the bonds. The another option which is available here to invest is invest in balanced portfolio. What is this balanced portfolio means? This balanced portfolio, the portfolio which ensures that a part of the portfolio is invested in the safe, highly liquid, cash equivalent, a part invested in the low risk bonds, and the part invested in high risk and high return equity. For investors who have the long investment horizon and who are able to bear somewhat risk, then the experts often advise them to invest 10% of their portfolio in cash equivalents, 20% into bond, and 70% in equity. Okay, this is a type of portfolio which is a built. Similarly, for the investors with a shorter investment horizon, shorter, the loser, or maybe a lesser risk horizon or tolerance, experts often advise investing in 40% portfolio into cash equivalent and 50% into bond and simply 10% in equity. Reverse is the scenario. Thus, once you identify your investment objective, you can design ideal portfolio that matches your investment objective. You have now understood the important features of the bond investment and the equity investment. You also understood how to design your own portfolio. Now you are empowered to make the smart investment decisions and invest in your way to the prosperity and the success. So equity bond is a method linking to your investment to the stock market, but without the risk of losing any money to the stock market go down. They are sometimes referred to a structured product. What is this structured product? Bonds are taken out of the particular length of time, such as 3 or 4 years during the time withdrawal may or may not be allowed. And the returns are based on the performance of the different investment index, and the relevant index is made clear in the advertising of the bond. Usually, percentage of the growth which is achieved over a relevant period and is paid in the loan, paid in the form of interest. If the index falls during the period, you will receive back your original investment only and not the interest. So what could be your investment strategy? You should have investment strategy also, no? So the equity and bond funds invest all of its assets into the shares and state farm equity fund and the state farm bond funds. Generally, the equity and the bond funds attempt to maintain the approximately 60% of the net assets of the shares of the state farm equity fund and the approximately 40% of its assets in shares of the state farm bond funds. The equity and the bond funds never invest more than 75% of its net assets in either underlying funds. Though the equity and bond funds is not an assets allocation or market time in the mutual funds, it does from time to time adjust the amount of its assets invested in each underlying funds as economic market and financial condition warrants it. Thank you very much.